بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters at home listening with the receiver, it is only through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have now entered upon a new Islamic year, 1442, and of course a new Islamic month, and that is Muharram. It is reported by Abdullah bin Hisham radiallahu ta'ala, كان أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتعلمون كما يتعلمون القرآن. هذا الدعاء إذا دخل الشهر أو السنة. اللهم أدخله علينا بالأمن والإيمان والسلامة والإسلام ورضوان من الرحمن وجوار من الشيطان. The Sahaba رضي الله عنهم أجمعين would learn this dua which I recited, like how they would learn Quran when a new month would dawn or a new year. And the dua is اللهم أدخله علينا بالأمن والإيمان. Oh Allah, enter this month, this year upon us بالأمن والإيمان. أمن means security. We always make dua, Allah give us aman and aman. So we are requesting, we are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are asking Allah ta'ala, we are begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this peace, this security. بِالْأَمْنِ وَالْإِمَانِ and iman, to be steadfast on iman. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with iman. We make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for this ni'mat. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must enable us to remain steadfast on iman and the dictates of iman. Our aqaid has to be absolutely correct. And therefore, اللهم أدخله علينا بالأمن والإيمان والسلامة والإسلام. Salama, peace, well, Islam, and to submit before the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah has commanded us to do, we must carry it out. Whatever Allah has prohibited us from, we should refrain from those things. We must show complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرِضْوَانِ مِّنَ الرَّحْمَانِ. Allah, make this year become a pleasure of Rahman, that is you, O Allah. Allah who is full of mercy. So let this year be such that we spend it in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And O Allah, وَجِوَارِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Make it be an amnesty, a protection. Jiwar means protection from shaitan. So if you analyze this dua, also another dua which when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would cite the moon, this is mentioned in Tirmidhi, that Rasulullah would make the dua each time the new moon comes in each month. Allahumma ahillahu alayna bil amni wal iman wa salamati wal islam rabbi wa rabbuk Allah ila lurushtin wa khairin. Wallah, let this month come upon us again with aman and iman, salam and islam, which I explained already. Rabbi wa rabbuk Allah, that my Rabb and your Rabb, the moon, O moon, your Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala, let it be a hilal rushtin, a crescent of guidance, righteousness, a crescent of khair. The ummah has gone through great difficulties, great challenges, trials and tribulations. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us again with a new month, a new year. All these things should make us ponder that now we are moving closer and closer to Qiyamah. There is no doubt we are moving closer and closer to Qiyamah, and we are moving further away from the era and the time of Nubuwwat. So this is 1442 after the Hijrat that took place. So now we are going further away from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are moving closer to Qiyamah. When Qiyamah will take place, Allah Ta'ala knows best, but we are moving closer to Qiyamah. We are moving closer to our Akhirat. When Maut will take place, as I mentioned last week, Allah Ta'ala knows best. So this dua again draws our attention to what? Aman, we all want security. Salama, we all want peace. But again, it's not just aman and salama. Bil amni wal iman. Wa salamati wal islam. Allah is reminding us right from the beginning of the year to make sure our iman is intact. Our iman is correct. We are steadfast on iman. We are steadfast on Islam. Our deed should not just be just lip service. It must come from the deep recesses of the heart. We must completely submit ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the last month of the year that just passed, Dhul Hijjah, we explain the whole life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, the submission in their life, falamma aslama, and how they submitted before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what is required from all of us, all the time, right from the very outset, from the beginning, Rasulullah is drawing our attention by reciting this dua, teaching us this dua, that our focus is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are seeking Allah's pleasure. Let us not engage in those things that are going to darken our heart, that are going to bring the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants His ridwan. The word ridwan means pleasure. The raza mandi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants His pleasure to come upon us. In fact, in the Quran, وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The greatest achievement is what? The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All other pleasures of this world are nothing compared to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah is razi, when Allah declares, أُحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. In Jannah, when the people in Jannah will be enjoying the bounties, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the Jannatis that I would wish to give you one more thing. And in one narration it is mentioned that the Jannatis will say, oh Allah, what is there? What is there that you still want to give us? And Allah will say, أُحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي. I am now declaring my complete pleasure upon you. I will never, never become angry with you. I will never become displeased with you. I will always be happy with you. And that is the ridwanu min Allahi akbar, the greatest achievement. And that is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are already directing our attention. Wa ridwani min ar-Rahman. We want the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wajiwari min ash-shaytan, our enemy shaytan, who will try his tricks to make it mislead us, take us away from our deen, to cause disunity amongst us, to fight, to quarrel, to argue, to cheat, to deceive, to blacken our heart, to give us shakawat. He wants us to feel miserable in this world. He wants us to fail in the akhirat especially. Shaitan wants to see us going into Jahannam. He does not want us to see us going into Jannah. And this is his entire effort in this world, that he will mislead, he will try and make endeavors and attempts to mislead mankind. So we're seeking Allah's protection from shaitan. Shaitan who is the curse, from the ploys of shaitan. And ultimately, when we succeed in gaining Allah's pleasure, when we succeed in gaining Allah's pleasure, and then Allah declares His pleasure upon us, and Allah says, now you are successful. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سُعِدُوا فِي الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Then those who are Su'idu means they have gained sa'adat. Sa'adat means the great fortune. They have become successful. They are the lucky ones. They are the fortunate ones. They will be perpetually dwelling in Jannah. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ شَقُوا. Those who have got shakawat. Those who are unlucky. Unfortunate. Those who fail. Those who are miserable. Those who are wretched ones. Who failed in the hereafter. They will remain in Jahannam forever and ever. And terrible sounds will emanate from them, like that of the braying of a donkey. They will be heaving heavy sighs and screaming and shrieking in Jahannam. May Allah protect us. وَجِوَارٍ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. If we protect it from shaitan, we are mahfooz from shaitan. Allah protect us from shaitan, from the deception of shaitan. And we work and we control our nafs and we have that in check. And we are pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will get the jannat. My respected brothers and elders and our mothers. This heart of ours, this heart that we explain every week. This spiritual heart requires its nourishment. If the person does not give it its true spiritual nourishment. And it is mentioned, ulama have mentioned, when there will be various types of trials and tribulations upon the person, especially before Qiyamah, in different forms it will come, different forms. إِذَا تَرَاكَمَتِ الْفِتَنِ When one after the other, fitna upon fitna upon fitna, they will pile up. They will come successively, consecutively, one after the other. As I mentioned previously, inshallah we'll discuss this again some other time, where one fitna comes, it is as though it is a wave, كَمَوْجِ الْبَحْرِ And the person is now taken in by this wave. He's shaken off his foot, off his feet. And it is as though he is drowning. And he says, هَذِهِ مُهْلِكَتِي This is the one that is destroying me. I'm going to die. And before this even happens and is finished, the second trial and tribulation comes even more harder. And lashes at him. And now he is certain. هَذِهِ مُهْلِكَتِي هَذِهِ مُهْلِكَتِي No, no. This one definitely is going to destroy me. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. So, it is such that in the hadith it is mentioned that يُسْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا وَيُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُسْبِحُ كَافِرًا That in the morning the person is a believer, but by the end of the day he is a disbeliever. Or in the evening he is a believer, but by the next morning he is a disbeliever. يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ لِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا He sells his deen because of a few pennies of this world. He actually gives away his iman. Why? For the sake of dunya, the material possessions of this world. May Allah protect us. And therefore the ulama have mentioned that when these type of trials and tribulations, when they will lash out at a person, and if his iman, his Islam is weak, then it will come onto his heart, engulf his heart, it will blacken his heart, and this person continues enjoying sins. And the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes zero effort in reforming his heart, in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in turning his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He enjoys his sins, he enjoys his life of pleasure, life of leisure. There is no Allah in his life, so his heart becomes darkened. And the sins that he commits, as we mentioned previously, black dots appear, it grows in size, the heart becomes corroded, becomes absolutely dark. His heart becomes heavy. So when the heart becomes full of zulma, darkness, then we find that this person's heart becomes qaswa. It becomes hard. First is darkness, then the heart becomes hard, qaswa. And after qaswa, when the heart has become very hard, now Quran, hadith, bayan, waaz, nasiha, zikrullah, it's not creating an impact on his heart. Why? The heart has become hard. Now he becomes, he goes through ghafla. Ghafla means heedlessness. No zikr in his life at all. No salah, nothing. There is no Allah in his life. His life is exactly like that of a disbeliever. Ghafla. And when ghafla takes place, Allah forbid, then this is when he goes to shaqawa and misfortune. And the converse of this, when the person is now obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's making a firm intention, a resolution that I want to change. And he reminds himself, Wallah, let it be a hilal, a crescent of rushd, of righteousness, of khair, khair in my life. It must be that, Ya Allah, this year must come into me with aman and aman and salama and Islam. Wallah, you are my Rabb. He reminds himself of this. Then what is going to happen? The moment he commits his sin, he'll make tawbah, istighfar, he'll make zikrullah, he'll be polishing his heart all the time. And if the heart is becoming polished, the heart will become soft. When the heart becomes soft, it becomes receptive. Quran, hadith, waaz, nasihat, the call, adhan. The moment adhan is called, he will hasten towards salah in the masjid. He will come to the masjid. This is the place where he is going to now meet his beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, the women folk at home. And so now he wants to engage in tilawat, in dhikr. So now his heart is beginning to shine. It's becoming soft. When the heart becomes soft, is receptive Allah, then that heart becomes a heart of a dhakir. A heart that is making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a heart of ghaflat. Not a person who is ghafil. It is heart of a dhakir. When that happens, Allah, Allah. Every time, his entire day, he will read all the masnoon du'as. When he's traveling also, Allah, 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 Allah on his tongue. Even when he is light-hearted, he will not become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately, the moment he goes slightly away from anything which is going to, instead of gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he immediately come back onto track. His focus, his qibla is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person will get sa'ada. May Allah ta'ala grant me, grant you, grant all of us sa'ada. May Allah make it be a beautiful year, full of spirituality, full of barakat. May Allah make it be free from any type of calamity, musibat, fitna, trial. And in the event, if we are tested, Allah keep us steadfast, and Allah Ta'ala must make us, grant us afiyat, overcome these hurdles with such ease, like how the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cross the hurdles with such ease, without any difficulty, with muhabba, with no disunity whatsoever. What fitna Allah has in store for us, what the test will be, what the trial will be, we do not know. When it will come, we do not know. But you and I have to be prepared. We have to be prepared. There is no doubt that the fitan will come one after the other. Like the tasbih, when it is broken, the string is broken, how the beads just fall out one after the other. This has been mentioned in so many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But for you and I, it should not make us become remorseful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not become overwhelmed and say, now what am I going to do? Well, then I'm doomed. I'm just dying for problems and I cannot. No. Be positive, be positive. Allah, have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever has passed, has passed. Now we are not going to sit back and now complain and fight and argue. Look forward. Qibla is Allah. You made tawbah. You made istighfar. Prepare for the akhirah. Prepare for the next trial so that when it comes, your iman is intact. Your iman is strong. Your yaqeen in Allah is strong. And Allah will grant us wisdom. Allah will give us the correct solutions to our problems. The moment we turn away from Allah and we begin to have disunity amongst us and we are beginning to fight and argue, then what's going to happen? The nusrat of Allah will be taken away from us. Will we be lacking in wisdom and hikmah, and we will not give the correct solutions to problems, and we will compound our problems, and our qibla will change. May Allah forgive us. May Allah guide us. May Allah protect us. Don't ever become overwhelmed by what is going to take place and what's going to happen. Yes, maut will take place. Qiyamah will take place. We have to prepare for maut. We have to prepare for qiyamah. We have to prepare for the akhirat. From the time we came into this world, we already were moving towards akhirat. The moment we came into this world, our back was showing, or we were showing our back to the dunya. Mudbiran and mukbiran ilal akhirah. We're proceeding to the akhirah. And Allah wants good to come to us. Allah wants good to come to us. Trials and tribulations are those obstacles in our path, hurdles that Allah wants us to go over, and Allah will assist us. If you got the nusrat of Allah, you got the ma'iyat of Allah, then we have got nothing to fear. But we don't have Allah with us, then we have a lot of things to fear. So let us not become friends of shaitan, become friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be positive inshallah. Have hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our salat, we will be steadfast in our salat. Alhamdulillah, the ni'mat of masjid, we have got it. So now make use of this ni'mat. May Allah ta'ala bring us again to those beautiful days when everything was so easy. And alhamdulillah, we are moving towards that. But let us not make the mistakes of the past. The mistakes of the past must not be repeated. We took many, many a bounty for granted. We never made true shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The masjid of what Allah had blessed us with, we took it for granted. We should busy be gossiping,
loud, making noise in the wudu khana, everywhere else, hardly any tilawat, our sunnat, we should just discard. Outside also after salah, busy chatting. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us that from us. And inshallah, I think even the Haramain Sharifain also, efforts are made. I think they're going to start everything again, or to the best of my knowledge. Inshallah, I think tomorrow also they're starting in Makkah, Mukarramah also. So Allah Ta'ala wants to give His mercy. We are that special ummah. All what is required from us, to refrain from all sins, major sins, minor sins. We all on that one ship, and our destination is the akhirat, with pyaar, with muhabbat, with love, affection. Assist one another. وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ with affection and muhabbat. Let us go together, inshallah, and reach our destination with ease. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the difficulties the ummah is going through, and at this very moment there are so many people who are not well. May Allah grant them kamil shifa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that inqilab in our lives. That inqilab, that complete reformation has to take place from the wrongs that we are doing now. We must abandon those evil habits and say la to all those things, and bring slowly, slowly, gradually all good qualities, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And try and make more dhikr, inshallah. I mentioned last week also, dhikrullah, dhikrullah. Every buzurg, every wali of Allah emphasized kathrati dhikr, not just dhikr. In the Quran, look at the ayats of dhikr, is kathiran, kathiran, kathiran. In abundance, in abundance, in abundance. So, as you say, chalte, pirte, aata peher ho, Allah, Allah, all the time. Allah, 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 Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and remove the difficulties the ummah is suffering, especially those who are sick. May Allah Ta'ala grant them kamil shifa and all those places, so many families. There are so many marhumeen, so many people have passed on. They have left behind masoom children, they have left behind young sons, young daughters. May Allah make it be easy for all of them. This is where you and I come in. We know somebody is parishan, we must go and help them, console them. Some mayyat somewhere, go to those people, help them, assist them. What do? We go for chows. Somebody passed away, we will go sit down from having meals. This is not the right thing we should do. What we should be doing is, we should assist them. Look, check if that little child has become yatim, he's got no father, or the mother, he's got no mother, whatever it may be, try and assist them, be kind to them. This is a believer. There are so many people suffering, so many people. What do? We'll talk about the condition of the world, but Allah forgive us, we don't make positive steps in assisting and building the ummah, building the structures of the ummah, and making this ummah khayri ummah, the best of ummah, which it is, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Isad durush alayhi. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make us to dhakirin, shakirin. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك شكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم يا الله this beautiful year has come in يا الله يا الله the new Islamic year يا الله the new month has come in my Allah Wallah, let it be such, Ya Allah, that we have a strong Iman, Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, let the aman and salamati prevail over us, my Allah. Ya Allah, your pleasure, my Allah, and protection from shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be a year that is full of barakat, my Allah. Full of afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, a year that we will obey you, my Allah. And even the years after that also, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us realize that we are going closer and closer to maut, closer to qiyamah, my Allah. Help us, my Allah, to prepare for akhirat, my Allah. Don't make us become consumed by dunya, my Allah. Don't make us become engrossed by Allah, by the love of dunya, my Allah. Help us, guide us, protect us, my Allah. Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirin, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasidin, from the zulam of the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, Ya Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many, Ya Allah. Young children, my Allah, Ya Allah. They've got no parents now, my Allah. There are so many who have lost their near ones, their dear ones, Ya Allah. Give them sabr jameel, my Allah. Ey Malik-e-Kareem, Ya Allah, give us maut with Iman, maut in Madina Sharif, burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy kutur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, our musallis, mutalliqeen, our mashayikh, our asatiza, our students, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially, my Allah, the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. And all those fitna that will come from now till we leave this world or till the day of Qiyamah, my Allah, protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, if Hazrat Mahdi, radiyallahu ta'ala, Ya Allah, he emerges, my Allah, let us be in his jamaat, Ya Allah, in the jamaat of Hazrat Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam. Do not make us become deceived by Dajjal. Don't make us follow Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Protect us from all evil, my Allah.
Ya Allah, we're making sincere tawbah to you, Ya Allah. Forgive us every single sin we committed in the past, my Allah. Presently, my Allah. What we will commit in the future, my Allah. Ya Allah, all major sins, minor sins, Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Make our heart become musaffa, mujalla, muzakka again. Make it be clean and pure, my Allah. Make our tongues become pure, our eyes become pure, our ears and our limbs become pure. Protect us from zina, protect us from riba, protect us from ghibat and namima and carrying tales, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us a qalbi saleem, my Allah, a pure heart. Ya Allah, this has got no adawat and bughz and enmity, Ya Allah. Make it be, Ya Allah, shafaf, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, whatever hajat our brothers have here tonight, and our mothers and sisters and others listening at home, wherever they may be, whichever part of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. There's some young children here, elderly people, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, remove all our difficulties, whatever bala that we are suffering from, especially the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remove all this bala, my Allah. Ya Allah, O Palestinian brothers and sisters, my Allah, give them aman and aman, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect Haramain Sharifin and Masjid al-Aqsa and every masjid, Ya Allah, throughout the world, my Allah. O Madaris, O Makatib, Khankas, Ya Allah, Jamaats, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, O Ulama, Ya Allah, O Sulaha, Ya Allah, protect all of us, my Allah. Grant all of us ikhlas, Ya Allah, in maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers have tonight, and our mothers and sisters, we have raised our hands to you, my Allah. We are knocking at your door, my Allah. There is no door. There is no other person we can, whose door we can tap at, my Allah. There is no other person we can turn to but you, my Allah. We ask you by your Ismi Azam, your Asma'ul Husna, your Sifat al-Ula. Fulfill all our hajat. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen. Ya Allah, all those, Ya Allah, who are still looking for suitable partners for nikah, my Allah, find them suitable partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are married, my Allah, grant them pious offspring, my Allah. All those mothers, Ya Allah, all those sisters, Ya Allah, who are expecting children, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the birth be easy, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them pious offspring, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many who are married but no children, my Allah. You bless them, Ya Allah, with children, my Allah. Ya Allah, those of us who got children, make them good, nek, salih, my Allah. Protect them from drugs, protect them from haram, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا الله حاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.